respect to all the other pass catchers and your teammates on offense with you, how much of a difference does it make to have Gronk out there and looking like he's all the way back?
Yeah, he's a big part of what we do and a big part of our pass game. He's a factor, I think, in all those situations that we talk about, whether that's third down, red area, those real critical down and distances. I think he's, a major factor. So I said at the game, he's got great physical ability, and I think he understands the game so much more now than he has in the past. And he's just tough to stop. So if they put extra guys to stop him, then it really gives other guys opportunity. Maybe more opportunity than they wouldn't typically get. So, I think when Gronk does well, it really benefits all the other pass catchers too. So, he's just a great player.
You talked about his one-handed catch into the game and everything, but do you ever, your perspective on is different on the field, but just even think about trying to bring him down? The discussion the last couple of days was T.J. Ward, intentionally trying to hurt him, but you also understand that he's like a freight train, I guess, once he gets going. Are you happy that you're not on the other side?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Imagine trying to cover that. And I think, we did a lot of work in training camp with, Darrell was covering him and Gronk was trying to do some rehabilitation, stuff like that. And, he just gets great body position. And I think that's a big part of it because he's such a big guy. It's hard to go through him. He's 6'7", 260 pounds. So if he can get himself in the right position and get the defender where he wants him in the right place on the route, the defender can't do anything about it. And I think, they know that too. So I think then they panic. And then when they panic, it's even more of an advantage to the offense. It's like, sometimes when you get a bigger receiver on the perimeter and a smaller DB's matched up on him, the mindset of the DB might even change because they think, oh my God, this guy's so much bigger and taller and stronger, and what am I going to do? And then, they're already beat sometimes before the ball snapped. So, that's a good mindset, for an offensive player when he's making those plays and the defenders are now all of a sudden defensive before the ball's even snapped. Not only are they a physical disadvantage, they become a mental disadvantage that, and the confidence in their ability to make a play, that plays into it too. So, I know that offensively, sometimes you look out at a corner and you don't throw out there because, you're not as confident that maybe there's another place to go. So, that corner is doing a good job out there. Even though the ball may not go his direction, he's still putting doubt in other people's minds. Well, that's a quarterback. I'm sure it's like that at all positions. Even a great pass rusher, those tackles, they understand who they're going against. And they know that this guy may have a great speed move, a great speed of power move. So, that's how that stuff can really, why great players like that continue to have such an advantage because they threaten their opposing matchup really on every play. So even if it doesn't turn out that way and the ball's not thrown in that direction, they still may, it still has an impact on them and throughout the course of the game.
Tommy said that he understands the game more in addition to recognizing the individual matchup. What else shows itself on the field with a better understanding of the game today as opposed to maybe a couple of years ago?
Well, it's man awareness, zone awareness. Like I said, it's body positioning. It's timing of when the ball is in, the anticipation of the ball. I think when you've spent as much time as we have practicing together and you talk about corrections, adjustments, usually when you correct something, hopefully you don't have to correct it again. And I think that's the important part for every player is, you just can't keep making the same mistakes over and over again. At some point, you got to move forward and kind of put that one in the – say, okay, well, I've learned from that. I'm not going to let that happen again. And you try to make less and less mistakes. I mean, you can still make the really good plays. But the best players are the ones that are most dependable and consistent. And I think as you become a veteran player, you need to continue to make the really good plays without making bad plays. Because everyone's capable of making really good plays in the NFL. Everyone is talented enough. But if you don't have that level of consistency or dependability, then you can never, in football, if you go 2 yards forward, 2 yards back, 2 yards, you don't ever end up going anywhere. So ultimately, you got to do enough good things for a sustained period of time in order to, achieve your goal, whether that's a first down, whether that's a great season, whether that's a great career. You got to keep, going forward.
Tom, all teams have a lot of turnover through the years. I think you had like 16, 17 guys from your last Super Bowl team left over. Why have you guys been so successful, no matter what the turnover is? Is it because, as some people say, as long as you and Bill are here, you guys are going to be great? Or how do you keep rebuilding?
Well, I think it's ultimate team sport. And, you know, we've got a lot of great teammates over the years. And I think everyone listens to the coaches, listens to the coaching. I think we try to work as hard as we can. There's really no days off. I mean, we're in here working our butts off today to try to get better. And I think that's what you need to do, because it's football season. That's what you do during football season. You try to get better every single day. And I think coaches always try to bring in guys that football is important to them. And if it's not, then you're not usually not here very long. So, we're expected to go out there and win. We're expected to perform at a high level. I think the urgency is there every day. And, we hold each other accountable. You know, the players do, because we want to win. And hopefully that, leads to winning, which is what we're here for.
Have you ever run all the way from the bench to the back of the end zone for a special teams or defensive touchdown before?
That was the first time. I was kind of winded. It's probably the longest I ran in a long time. So it was a great reason to do it. Jules is just, he's awesome, man. I love that guy. He's just a special person, player, friend. We've had a lot of time together over the years. So we got a real special bond.
Do you work on that, like your foot speed? You talked about foot speed and different things. Do you work now on running from the bench to the...
I know. I never have to do that in a game. I mean, it's amazing to see those guys run and cut the way they do and the athletic ability. I've never had any of that. So, but I got a lot of respect for those guys that do. And like a guy like Jules, who's put in so much work, who's had to really fight for everything he's ever got. He's really earned it. And I think, to see him out there on the field helping our team win and doing whatever the coaches ask. He has however many catches last year, and he's back there returning punts for touchdowns in the biggest games of the year, 9 catches last game. And it's just, that's what it takes. And, that's why we win, because we have guys like Julian, and there's a bunch of guys like that that do whatever they can do to help the team whenever their number's called.
How long does it take to build that trust to find, this guy does this well, I know I can go back, whether it be one game, 10 games down the road and make that play with him? Almost the reverse, like a pitcher-catcher relationship. You're almost like a catcher where you know what to throw in a certain situation. How long does that take to build with certain players?
I think it all depends. You could spend years and years and years, and it never works out. You could spend a very short period of time, which has happened with some certain players, and it happens really quickly. It's, these are personal relationships, and ultimately what happens on the field is it's all about trust. And guys that really work hard to earn each other's trust, that's why we go through all the meetings and walkthroughs, because you try to anticipate things that could happen on the field, because you just can't be reactive out there. You have to try to anticipate and be proactive. But if you don't trust the people that you're out there with, then it's hard to ever be proactive, and then you become reactive, and then that's where defenses gain significant advantages on offenses. So we're always trying to play offensive football, but you can only do that way if you trust all the guys around you. And I think that's built up over practice, that's built in off-season conditioning workouts, that's built out, it's all mental toughness. It's about trusting each other to do your job, and I think that's a real key critical component of what our team has always been built on, is that those type of relationships.
How important is it to remain accessible to all your teammates in showing enthusiasm and intensity, just to show that you're a part of things? I mean, I think people look at the celebration with Julian or celebrations in the end zone and say, wow, he's really into it. But then you look at, you were doing that with Daniel Graham and Drew Bledsoe before the Super Bowl, and you've always been like that.
Yeah.
Your teammates must view you differently now as being a guy who's won 3 Super Bowls, who's a little bit older. But those celebrations...
That's polite.
A little bit. Not a lot.
Right.
But you seem to be just accessible to your teammates because you're in it with them.
Sure, yeah. I think for me, I've always feel like I'm the same guy. I feel like I'm still the kid from, Portola Drive. And I think that's... I know probably from outside in, it's different, But from the inside out, it's the same. And I think I've part of playing this game, a big part of playing this game is the relationships that you have with your teammates. And that's ultimately, you know, along, you know, winning is great. You know, I think the seeing like all those guys come back that I played with, you know, Rome and Pfeiffer and Tom Ashworth and, you know, Willie and Ty and Richard and, you know, all those guys have been such an important part of my life. I think that's the guys now are an important part of my life because we all make sacrifices for one another. We see each other at, you know, our most vulnerable moments. And, you know, you when you lay it on the line like that, you develop a really special bond with those guys. So now that's nothing that I think about. It's just probably part of who I am, and it's probably why I love the game so much. It's why it's a really natural thing. It's not like I ever have to force those things. So hopefully I chose the right occupation for that.
But guys must interact with you a little differently in 2014 as opposed to how they might have in 2002. They look at you and, oh, it's Brady. But that, do you try and consciously break down those walls of, hey, I'm your teammate here, I'm not a future Hall of Fame guy or whatever?
Absolutely. Well, yeah. I think that's really important because, you know, if you know someone for a month, I mean, they don't know who you are. Not like a guy who's been with me for 5 years or 10 years or, you know, just because they haven't had as many experiences. So that's an important thing. Yeah, I mean, it's easier when you're all the same age because you're all doing the same stuff. And my life's a lot different now than when I was, 24, like on a bye week. I mean, I couldn't wait to get out of town. I mean, where were we going? There's all these things to do. And now I see all these, you know, my teammates doing the same stuff. And I said, go enjoy it because you're going to be married with three kids someday. It's going to be a lot different. So, you know, they have those experiences and I have a different experience. And I don't need to go through what they're going through to, you know, feel like them. I think the common thing that we all have in common is, you know, playing for this team and trying to do everything we can to help this team win. That's what we're here for. So, you know, I think it's, you know, all those guys that I play with, hopefully they just, like I said, after the game, I just want to earn their trust and respect. That's what I try to do. And I do that through going out there and trying to do it every day. And, you know, that's what I expect of them too. And when I don't feel like they're doing it, I let them know. And you know, that's part of what veteran leadership is too, is, you know, making sure we're all, you know, accountable. That's what Willie McGinnis did for me when I was young. That's what Rodney did. That's what Teddy Bruschi did, called me aside and said, look, this is what we're looking for. And I think that's, you know, that's how you can hopefully build and sustain, and, you know, it's led to, you know, a lot of wins.
Speaking to that point, how impressed are you at how far this team has come just this season? I mean, it seems like a completely different squad from week three, week four.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be, hopefully, you know, we can keep making improvements and we're a lot better in, you know, 5 weeks from now also, so. You know, like, we're at a decent place. We really are. We put ourselves in a good position, but it doesn't mean anything. It's, you got to go out there and you got to do it. And we got to do it at a higher level than what we've done it. We talked about all the things we need to do today to make the improvements. And we'll start working on it today. And we'll take this time as an opportunity to really get ahead on Indianapolis, because it'll be the biggest game of the year. So, thanks, guys. Thanks.